In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In a society where there are many different beliefs about religion, it is common for many Catholics to be questioned about their faith. And something they commonly want to know is why we believe in purgatory, and if it has a biblical basis. Purgatory is a teaching based on the Word of God. In the Bible, there are verses that speak very clearly about the reality of purgatory. One of them is when St. Paul the Apostle talks about the Day of Judgment, and what will happen to those people who had faith and served God, but their work was not so good. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 13 to 15, it says, "One day the work of each one will be seen. It will be made public on the Day of Judgment, when all will be tested by fire. The fire will test everyone's work. If what you have built resists the fire, it will be rewarded. But if the work turns to ashes, the worker will have to pay. He will be saved, but not without going through the fire." Here, we see two fundamental aspects of what St. Paul the Apostle wants to teach about a believer in God. First, he affirms that if the work resists when examined, the person will be saved. In this case, he is referring to a Christian who will be saved, without the need to go through a purification. But he immediately adds that there is another situation where the person's work did not resist the judgment, and it does not say that he will be condemned, but that this Christian will have to pay or be punished and will be saved, but as one who goes through the fire. This is precisely what purgatory is, a purification that some will need in order to fully enjoy eternal friendship with God. Purgatory is not an invention of the Church, as some say, but the clear teaching of the Bible through St. Paul the Apostle, who uses the illustration of paying, punishing, and escaping through fire to teach about purification. Thus, it is written in all the Bibles of the world in very similar words. We call this reality that the Bible shows us purgatory or purification. Studying the Bible on purgatory, we will find that the existence of purgatory is a logical consequence of the holiness of God, because if He is the three times holy, or the fullness of holiness and perfection, then those who are with Him must also be holy. Therefore, whoever is faithful to God, but is not in a state of full grace at the time of death, cannot enjoy heaven, because the Bible itself says that in the heavenly city, nothing unclean may come into heaven. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. So if a Christian cannot enter heaven due to being unclean or impure, nor suffer eternal punishment or hell, it is clear that he will have to pay in this life or in the next life. This is written in the Bible. "Whoever slanders the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever slanders the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven either in this world or in the next." Matthew chapter 12, verse 32. Here, our Lord Jesus Christ says that there are sins that are not forgiven in the next life. Therefore, there are others that are. That is the meaning of purification, or suffering in purgatory, and why we can pray or ask for them, and offer the Mass for them, so that God has mercy on those deceased brothers and sisters who need it, as the case of Onesiphorus, mentioned in the Bible that we find in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 16 to 18. Purgatory, as a temporary state of purification, was believed from the beginning by the first Christians, who stood out for their faith and holiness, and who are called fathers of the Church. let's know what some of them said about purgatory. In the year 211, Tertullian said, "We offer sacrifices for the dead." In the year 307, Lactantius said, "The just whose sins remained will be drawn by purification." In the year 386, St. John Chrysostom said, "We should not doubt that our offerings for the dead will bring them some consolation." In the year 580, St. Gregory the Great said, "Concerning certain light faults, it is necessary to believe that before judgment there is a purifying fire." As we can see, their historical testimony is of great value, because in this way, anyone can check for himself by looking for the original sources of the history books of Christianity, where they spoke about this teaching of purification, also known as purgatory. Let us remember that purgatory, more than a location, is a temporary state of life for the person who dies in the grace of God, but imperfectly purified, and where, through suffering, he is purified to fully enjoy the presence of God. He is a saved person who lives in the love of God and salvation, but not in a full way. The case of the good thief, when Jesus tells him that he will be with him in paradise, shows us that this purification in suffering, some will have it here, and others will have it in the next life, as mentioned by St. Paul the Apostle in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 13 to 15, which we explained at the beginning of this video. It is not about thinking about flames, but about a kind of suffering for not fully having the person who loves us the most in the world, which is God. Any person who has loved a loved one, and for some circumstance stops seeing them for a while, knows the suffering of not being able to enjoy the love of that person for a while. He knows that he is alive, that he loves him, and that he will see him again. But not having him fully close to him, he experiences joy and at the same time a suffering and desire to have him close forever, face to face. The purification in purgatory will be something similar, but it will be more intense and happen in a bigger manner. So, brother or sister who is listening to us, when many separated brothers and sisters or Protestants say that purgatory is an invention of the church, they simply say so because they do not know what the Bible and history tells us about purgatory. Many of them left the Catholic Church without knowing the Bible, without the knowledge of the truth. They read the Bible a lot and memorize verses, but they do not understand it. The worst is that there are Catholics that do not understand the Bible, because they do not even read it. But it is never too late to change and correct ourselves and begin to have consistency between what we believe and how we behave in our lives. Study the Word of God more and decide to strive to be an authentic Christian. To dig deeper into this video, we recommend watching another 99 Catholics video that is pinned in the comments section. It is a powerful testimony of a person who died. God judged her. She understood the reality of heaven, hell, and purgatory. And thanks to the intercession of a brother she did not know, God, in his infinite mercy, gave her a second chance, and she came back to this world again. If you are Catholic, do not forget that as Christians, we must seek to renew our life in Christ and promote our apostolate to bring many people to the feet of Jesus Christ, and not leave that work to the sects and Protestant churches that do not possess the fullness of the means of salvation. If you are a Protestant, Mormon, or Jehovah's Witness, we invite you to come to know seriously what is the Christian faith, the Bible, and the Church of Christ. Study the history of Christianity and pray that God will continue to work in your life. God loves you, and waits for you in the sheepfold of fullness that he has left for us, which is the Catholic Church. Let us learn to always do the will of God in its fullness and not our own will, because he, as a good father, knows what is best for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.